Well, hello and welcome to Caching in the Northwest. This is the only podcast dedicated to geocaching in the great Pacific Northwest. We'll talk about caches and cachers unique to this little corner of the country. So while you're trying to count the number of deflated inflatables in your neighbor's yard, we'll be caching in the Northwest.
That's right, and that means it's time to bring in our podcasting partner and primate. Some say he's rich and complex and filled with maple sweetness. And others say property values increase 35% when he's home. All we know is he's called Len Monkey.
Ah, so you've seen our assessment. Okay. I think they increase 35% when the calendar rotates 365 days. Yeah. Hey, good to be back here. Great to be with you guys. And we've got an extra face tonight on the podcast, one of our favorite guests, Mr. Ronan Rockchuck from Geocaching HQ. Thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to hang out with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. All right. And we want to quickly remind folks who are listening that we always appreciate the support of our patrons who help to keep this podcast coming each week. And if you want to know more about supporting the show, just click on the Patreon link on the website.
That's right. So for tonight's show, we are going to check in with Rockchuck at Geocaching HQ, and he's going to tell us what happened in 17, what's coming in 18, and beyond. But first, as always, we need to get into our GLOW, Geocaching Log of the Week. So without further ado, this is from PTLD 2016, from a cache GC27JYV, which is Who Am I, number two. He says, this is my log for a GC27JYV, the second loneliest cache I've ever found in the continuation of my tradition of doing rhymes for significant caches. It might sound a little random, but hidden within the rhyme are variants of the caching names of 14 previous finders and the CO. So it says, a lonely cache without a backlash, solved long ago before the first snow. Questions I asked to get all the facts, such trivial pursuits, a pair of Malamutes. Need whiskey for Charlie from goat gotten barley, frogs crunchy and green, direction foreseen. It's not in a trio, where can it be? Jim PDX, gems Amy check checks, trail trekking with stealth, it's good for one's health. First visit's too dark, felt jinxed, not a lark. Second time's wet. How close did I get? Ask the dude of Geo. Said it's there, you can go. Third time was the charm. I felt no alarm. Four laughs at the joke. My humor did stoke. My rhyme's end will be TFTC. And he says, apologies to the previous finders. I couldn't fit in the rhyme. My greater apologies to those whose caching names I mangled to make them fit. Happy caching.
There you go. That's putting some energy into a cache log there.
That was fun.
Full credit on that for sure.
Yeah.
And thanks to, was it sent? It was submitted by the author, was it?
Yes. By PTLD 2016. Awesome. And well, you know, I'm jealous because words don't come like that to me. So I appreciate a good rhyme or poem in a log when I find it.
I don't talk good unless I'm reading somebody else's log. Wow.
We do try and keep the cold reads as entertaining and challenging for you as possible. All right. Well, and a reminder to everybody listening that if there is a milestone cache that you're celebrating, why not call it into 2536-FTC, share it with the Northwest community. You can even use the voicemail tool on the website. That would be amazeballs if you did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazeballs. That's what you came up with.
That's what you're getting tonight. Okay.
Well, there you go. Hey, you know, you can call in to 253-693-TFTC and just say something quick. It doesn't have to be long and drawn out. It doesn't have to be a poem. Our friend Limax did that this week.
Good day, gentlemen. This is Limax. Just wanted to wish everybody a happy new year.
See, wasn't that cheery? It was so easy to do. You could do it right now.
And thoughtful, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Limax. Happy new year to you, too.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody, and Happy New Year to Rockchuck. Thanks for coming back to our podcast. We love having you along. How was your Christmas and slash New Year celebration?
It was amazeballs.
All right.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Apparently, that's the word for 2018.
I'm taking that back to the office, man. I'm stealing that one. That's everything's going to be amazeballs from now on. No, it was really good. We took a holiday road trip again this year, kind of similar to what we did last year. We drove south from Seattle through Oregon and into Northern California, spent some time in the Bay Area, and then made our way back along the 101 highway, which I think is one of the most beautiful drives you could ever hope to find. No matter how many times I do it, I just see something new or see something again that I've enjoyed seeing before. And then we had really good weather most of the way, which is, as a geocacher, just about all you can ask for. So all in all, it was a pretty good holiday there.
Nice. Now, the family truckster made it all the way on that holiday vacation.
What's that again?
The old family truckster.
Oh, yeah.
No? Okay. That's from National Lampoon's Vacation. The
Oh, okay.
The big
yeah.
green station wagon.
Yeah. We watched Christmas Vacation.
Okay, so
we didn't watch the original. So yeah, I wasn't up to date. I wasn't up to snuff on my Lampoon's wording, but we got a good dose of Randy Quaid and Chevy Chase on nice. I think it was on Christmas Eve. So
nice.
Yeah.
Cousin Eddie and his RV.
Just fine, Clark.
Right.
Totally unrelated. ThinkGeek, one of my favorite online stores and actually physical retailer now. You can get those big moose cups that they were drinking yes. eggnog out of. So
I saw those.
There you go.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what they are? They're amazeballs.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now.
For sure. No, that's very Canadian. Thank you.
Now, Chris, you have been all over the world in 2017. You've been quite the jet setter. Any geocaching highlights you'd like to share?
Oh, gosh, probably too many to share, I think. Yeah, pretty much besides the basic necessities, we spend on two things, our retirement funding and traveling. and really the retirement funding is just so we can travel more someday, you know. But yeah, so we were all over. I think probably the biggest one was getting to go to Denmark and Sweden last spring. It was a really fun trip. I got to spend some time with Magnus from Project GC on that trip and meet several of the reviewers from the Nordic countries, which was really good. And also on that trip, I found a cache in Sweden that was critical to my goal of maxing out my Jasmer grid, which I did later in the year. Gosh, what else? Finished my U.S. states, which was a long time goal. Went to a few megas here locally, you know, the Tri-Cities, a few hundred miles away, but still local. And then the 8 mega, of course, and got to go to the Maritimes mega in Nova Scotia. I think that was in August. So yeah, a lot of really fun caching travel and mentioned the holiday trip, and then just, you know, you guys know how it is up in the Northwest during the summer and stuff. Try to get away for a weekend here and there and try to enjoy the weather we have around here that time of year. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of fun traveling during the course of the year and hopefully more of it in 2018.
Nice. That just sounds awesome. I think everybody's envious of you guys and the amazing trips. So I would also at this point in time, if anybody is listening, so everybody who's listening to this podcast right now, if we're in your car, if we're somehow in your head, if you want to follow on some of these crazy, amazing adventures that Rock Chalk goes on, you need to follow him on Twitter and Instagram. and I would actually also maybe suggest Mrs. Rock Chalk to follow her because she posts some great photos.
Yeah, her stuff's a lot better than mine, actually. And she's much more regular about it than I am. Usually I have a tendency, I usually feel like there's two people really following me. One is you, Jay, and one is my grandmother. And I feel like I have to come through for both of you. And And occasionally I'll post something, and then all of a sudden people come out of the woodwork with all these comments, and like that cave video that I had over the holidays. I found a cache in a cave down in California, and Mrs. Rockshock was outside the cave when I came out and got a pretty funny video of me squeezing my way out of that cave. The opening was just barely big enough for me to get through, and so a lot of people had fun with that video, I think. But yeah, I've got all this stuff still from that holiday trip that I haven't had time yet to post, so maybe I'll just do a big cleaning house of it sometime over the weekend and share some, because we did a lot of, like, there was a lot of fun tree climbing stuff and then just, you know, basic scenic stuff too. And it's one of those things where I always think, oh, when I get to the hotel tonight or the Airbnb or wherever we're staying, I'll upload something, but you know, it never happens. I end up, National Lampoon's Christmas is on TV and I got to watch that, you know, so that's where my priority has to be. And the Instagram and Twitter kind of falls by the wayside.
Well, 2018 starting off great. We worked in Amazeballs and we worked in Land Monkey and your grandma in the same sentence. I mean, I'm pretty
impressed.
She'll be
thrilled. I'm going to have to make sure that she's in the central time zone, so she's not watching this right now, but maybe I'll turn her on to it so she can know that she was discussed on the interwebs.
Great.
She'll be excited.
There you go.
And on the count of three, we'll all say hello, Grandma. Ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Hello, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
There you go. Now she feels completely
there you go.
Loved.
That's a winner. Yeah. She's definitely watching it now for sure. So right. Let's keep it clean the rest of the way, guys, because
well, we always do.
This is a nice family friendly.
I don't want my grandmother
podcast.
Freaking out. You're thinking, you know. So let's just cool it on the insults of me like you guys usually do, okay?
What?
Let's act like you like me for the next several minutes at least.
Grandma, we'll that's not true. I just want to say that it's not true. We love your grandson.
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You got my address to send the check, right?
Of course, okay. Yes. Yeah. I'll send you some friend league points. How about that?
Oh, there we go. Yes.
Bribed with friend league points. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, that's right.
Oh my goodness, that was funny. All right. Well, hey, speaking of friend league, it was a busy, busy year in 2017 for Geocaching HQ. Chris, if you or any of your colleagues were to maybe pick a couple of the top highlights from 2017, what do you think those would be for geocaching?
Well, you know, I think there were a lot of them. I think it was a really good year for the game and for the website and our apps. I think virtual rewards is something that'll stand out to a lot of people. I think that was pretty exciting for the most part. A few missteps here and there, but I think that was an initiative that people really enjoyed, and you know, we're all kind of still seeing the fruits of that as time goes on, as new virtuals pop up here and there. I think just over, we hit 1,000 a few days ago, so just over 1,000 new ones right now, and there were 4,000 of those possible, so you know, there's the possibility of seeing a lot more over the next 7 or 8 months. On the website, the new dashboard that has really come along. I'm one of those people, I'm probably like a lot of geocachers, that I'm you kind of have to drag me kicking and screaming into new stuff. And so one of the things that I do really appreciate that our product team generally does is when there's something new like the dashboard or the profile or whatever, the list page, that they'll leave the old one there for usually a pretty long time and give people the chance to switch over. And I'm one of those people that usually waits and waits and waits, even though I probably shouldn't say this, you know, since I work there and all, but I tend to wait, but I've really come around to the new dashboard and you know, things like the event widget and the owner maintenance widget and stuff like that. You know, I think the app has gotten stronger and stronger as the year has gone on. I think for us, you know, I was talking with Brian Roth about this today, actually, I knew I was going to be on the show tonight, and I just asked him, was there anything that came to mind for him? And he brought up a lot of that stuff, and he mentioned, and totally genuine for Brian to mention this, is that, you know, when we look back on a year, you know, really one of the most important things we look at is just how the game continues to bring people together and you know, makes an impact on so many people, you know, all over the world. I mean, one of the great things about what we do is we get to hear these stories. We have people send us emails and make sure that we're aware of stuff that's just really cool. And sometimes it ends up on our blog and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, we heard recently of this woman in Belgium who geocaches on her doctor's orders. She's confined to a wheelchair and her doctor has told her, you know, geocaching is really good for your health. So get out there. And she's got like 4,000 finds now, which is just amazing. And then you guys may have seen the story we had on our blog. I think it was in November about the young man, in the Netherlands, who's also confined to a wheelchair, and his friends came up with this plan to help him get a T5 cache up in a tree. They constructed this whole pulley type system so they could hoist him up into the tree, and he could claim his first 5.5 cache.
How cool
which,
is that?
That kind of stuff is so cool, and I know you guys see those stories all the time too, so obviously we have a huge focus on the products and the services, because that's what people pay for with their premium membership. So that's a huge focus for us. But then also, you know, one of the things we do at our company meeting every month is have a community story where the community team, the community managers who do the blog and all that stuff, they'll share with everybody something that has come to their attention during the course of the past month. And that's always one of the highlights of that company meeting is for everybody to be able to see how, you know, very indirectly the work that we try to do, you know, enables people to go out and do this stuff. So, so that's kind of a long answer, but a little bit of what's been a highlight from a product standpoint, but then also, some of the highlights that we've heard about, just people highlights too.
That's awesome.
How cool is that? I am going to go to my doctor and see if I can get a prescription for my GPSR and have insurance pay for it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great if premium membership was covered under your health plan? That'd be awesome.
Well, I can see if I can put you in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Oh, wait. That's not quite the same thing.
Okay.
The sentiment.
Just trying to be a good friend.
Thank you. You're such a good friend. I mean, with friends like you, who needs enemies?
That's right.
Prescription level geocaching. There you go. Now, Chris, this year you've started your own podcast at headquarters. How has that been? Have you learned anything through the process? Are you getting good feedback from all the listeners out there?
It's been good. I think, you know, our goal with the HQ podcast was to not do what's already being done out there. I mean, there's so many great geocaching podcasts, and we can't do that. You know, to say, I mean, people that have been doing it for a long time, people like yourselves that have got this show, and we didn't want to try to replicate any of that stuff. What we wanted to try to do was bring something or share information that we don't always have an outlet to share. And from my standpoint, being the one that's kind of spearheaded the project, you know, I don't want it to be advertising or marketing fluff or any of that stuff. I really wanted it to be a vehicle for explaining projects or answering questions or, you know, giving people a view inside HQ, you know, which is the name of it. And I think we've generally been successful with that. I would love it if we could get the community more engaged with asking questions and stuff like that, because it challenges us to always think about what we're doing and always be ready to explain why we're doing what we do and why we focus on the projects that we focus on and what the decision making is behind it. and giving people some insights into that stuff. I think it's hopefully entertaining and educational and informative for people, but I also kind of want it to be something that holds our feet to the fire. And also I think it's been good in that there's some folks that if I said to them, hey, Land Monkey wants to talk to you, they would say, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not talking to Land Monkey.
Understandable. Yeah.
He's mean. He's an awful human being. He's very difficult. I've seen him ask questions on this show, and he's like Morley Safer from 60 Minutes. He's just hard hitting, and it's just, I don't want any part of that. But I will talk to you. Okay. Just keep me away from Land Monkey. And so I've had a lot of those conversations. And so that, you know, just being able to put my coworkers at ease. but no, you know, joking aside, I think overall it's been pretty good. And, you know, what I hope is that we can keep using it as a vehicle to ask and answer, you know, stuff that people will be interested in. And that's going to continue to be the challenge, is trying to always be thinking about what is interesting to people and not allowing it to just be a version of, you know, the newsletter or the blog or something like that, that sometimes has more of a marketing spin to it. And that is more, just straight news, so to speak.
Well, that's great. It's great to always be looking for ways to change and improve and, you know, things evolve and grow, and it's the way things happen. We got the new dashboard, you added the podcast. You know, one of the things that changed in recent history is HQ decided to retire the block party. And we miss the block parties, but we understand things change. And one of the things that we understood from that change was that Geocaching HQ was going to increase Lackey presence at events globally instead of concentrating right here in the Northwest. That'll allow more people to interact with folks from HQ and get to know Lackeys and everything. Now, first, is that correct? Do we understand that correctly? Is that really the goal? And secondly, how have those Lackey visits gone around the globe? But you mentioned all kind of crazy, interesting places you've been. Are there any highlights you can share with us?
Well, I would say the understanding is somewhat correct. The main reason for retiring Block Party is, we were putting a lot of resources, both financial and people power, into an event that was awesome. It was great. Everybody loved it, and we loved putting it on. But it was generally attended by people largely from this part of the United States. When we looked at the attendees, we could tell that it was a fairly small percentage of the total number who came from other parts of the country and other parts of the world. And it didn't seem completely fair to put so many resources into something that was only benefiting a smaller percentage of the community. So some of those resources have been moved into benefiting products and services, you know, building the website and the apps and stuff like that. But yeah, some of them are also going into Lackeys visiting mega and giga events. And I think you're potentially going to see, hopefully, even more Lackeys at different events this coming year. We've been working on some plans, really, truly just over the last couple of weeks, that were announced by the senior management folks, that are hopefully going to get even more folks out, because the community seems to enjoy seeing Lackeys at events, which is always great. And then it's really good for us, especially, I mean, somebody like me, I love going to events and that's awesome, but I think it's even, maybe even more valuable for, you know, the web developers and the product people and the folks who are really hands-on with building the tools that we use on the website and with the apps, for them to continue to have as much face-to-face interaction with folks from all over the spectrum of the community, and getting into other countries and other regions and so forth. I think we all recognize how valuable that is for the work that's, you know, done in the office. So So yeah, hopefully you're going to see even more folks out this year, and those plans will be made here in the coming weeks, because we are on the cusp of mega event season. It's kind of hard to believe, but it's about to start.
Comes up fast. Well, on behalf of British Columbia, lackeys are very welcome to come up here and visit any of our events. And heck, you never know, we may even take them out cash into gold country or something. It's happened. So.
Yeah, I know. I've been tricked into coming up there a time or two, and I was able to get out by the skin of my teeth. So
barely.
Yeah, you may be able to trick me up there again. We'll see.
You say just nowhere near Land Monkey. He can't be in the province during the time. But they'll,
you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. Sometimes he sneaks down here, though. They let him across the border, and before we know it, he's doing whatever, you know, here in Seattle or Montana or wherever he goes. You know, you never know with him. He's got a longer range than you would think.
Yeah, that's the migration path of the land monkey.
That's right.
All right. Well, hey, switching gears a little bit, and let's talk a bit about 2018. Now, you were sharing with us quite a bit of the advances that happened with the website, and of course the app has seen a lot of work over this past year. The updates have been almost continual, and it's been great. From what I can only assume is a huge list of potential enhancements, are you able to share with us any of the top priorities for 2018 for the website or the app?
Well, in talking with Nate Irish, who heads up our product team here over the last couple of days, the thing that he told me that really people can hopefully look forward to is work that we'll be doing on the map experience on the website. You know, the map is obviously central to geocaching, and we think that introducing an updated map will be a really good anchor for the focus that we've had on the first time user experience, but then also allowing us to provide opportunities to leverage some of the projects that have come in recent months, such as the new logging process and the list enhancements. A lot of that stuff was done with an eye towards integrating it with an updated map at some point. It's really in the early phases. We've got a lot of work to do and a lot of player testing to do before folks will even see a beta version of it. But that's something to keep an eye out for as we get further into the year.
Wow, that's quite the heads up, Chris. Thanks for sharing that with us.
I try to throw you guys a bone every so often and not just, you know, say, let me get back to you on that, or some vague answer that, you know, whatever. So, yeah, but no, Nate, I knew I was coming on, and so I asked Nate, and he said, well, you know what? Make sure they know about the map. So that's something that's been, you know, a team has been laying the groundwork for it for quite a while. And like I said, they're still in the early phases, but I think it's something that's going to tie in very nicely to, like I said, some of those projects that have happened in recent months. And if you look, if you've used other websites that have a mapping function like Airbnb or stuff like that, then you know that there's a lot of possibilities with maps that our site doesn't necessarily take advantage of right now. And, you know, that the technology has come a long way there, and we all love our map, obviously. It serves us well as geocachers, but hopefully we can take what we have now and truly improve upon it to where it's just making it an even more robust experience on the website.
Very cool. Well, that's excellent. I'm really interested in seeing what comes out. And I imagine it'll probably come out in a phased approach. As you're saying, there's a lot of testing that needs to be done. So cool. Something really exciting to look forward to in 2018. One of the things, Chris, that, we got familiar with in previous year, and it seemed to really go quiet in 2017, is the User Insights Forum, which seemed to be a primary channel of gathering future enhancements and feedback from the community. And then it kind of went quiet in 2017. Has HQ changed how they're interacting with the community to gather feedback?
Yeah, you know, as I've talked to the product team about that, they found that conducting smaller usability tests and customer interviews on a project-by-project basis has resulted in, you know, a kind of just a more efficient way of collecting feedback. The User Insights Forum was started with really good intentions, but those open-ended discussions that come from that forum can be very difficult to kind of parse out and extract really useful data out of. So you get some good information, but it's kind of difficult to find it sometimes as compared to doing those smaller usability tests and customer interviews and stuff like that. So I don't know what the future of that is. I mean, I have a feeling that the product team is going to continue to focus more on the other data gathering that they've been doing. That's kind of where it's at right now. To be honest with you, I had to go and look here over the next couple of the past few days and kind of see when the last time was that we used that forum. And I want to say it was maybe even in 2016. It's actually a little bit surprising that it's still there if we're not actively using it, because it fairly leads people to wonder what the heck's going on with it. So, that's kind of the current story with that forum.
Good to know. Well, thanks. Appreciate that.
That's great to know. Yeah. And one thing that maybe that wasn't used all that heavily in 2017, but one thing that was active in 2017 was Signal. We know Signal made special visits to honor different countries, Donnerstag events, and Wed Custer said he was surprised to see Signal at the Mega in Ontario. Now, we know Australia is on the radar here early in 2018. Is this going to continue? Is Signal going to continue to be such a globetrotter? Are there maybe any hints as to where he might go next? And can you get me to tag along with him to Australia?
Yeah, we're all trying to stuff ourselves into Signal's suitcase for that one. I talked with our marketing folks about that, and it's still a little bit too early to say. They're looking at the participation numbers and kind of what the engagement has been with these Signal promotions to, you know, really get a good feel for how much enjoyment the community has got out of it. And then they're going to decide whether it'll continue beyond the Australia weekend. But it's been a fun little thing, I think, for cashers, and it's helped to, shine a spotlight on a few pretty cool countries over the last several months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Canada.
Like Canada. Yeah.
That country is very cool. Really... In fact, it's cold.
Yeah. Yes. So is the Northwest right now. I was really pleased that for Canada's 150th, you guys decided to recognize Signal coming and visiting for it. So that was nice. It felt very special to be recognized by HQ for our 150th anniversary. So thank you guys for doing that.
Thank you for having an anniversary. We appreciate it.
You're always welcome.
Thanks for sticking around for 150 years.
Thank you very much.
I mean, Signal was just waiting to see if this whole Canada thing was actually going to stick and take off.
Like, all right, it's 150. I guess we got to do a souvenir.
We have to acknowledge it now.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. All right. Speaking of friends, one of the things that we seem to still see on the website, people may have even forgotten about it, but Friend League is still there. It's still active.
I don't forget. I compete with you every week, Land Monkey. I go on there to see where I'm at, and if I'm not beating you, man, I get out there and I find a few more just to, yeah, every week, man. I'm on there.
That's awesome. I do the same. So there you go. Damn it, Rock Chuck.
He got me again.
Go home. Do some chores.
I'm still waiting for the pile of money you were going to. I thought we bet, didn't we, that every week I beat you, you were going to send me $50. I haven't seen my checks.
Well, it's $50 Canadian. So the stamp so on like the envelope pretty US. Much okay, uses gotcha. Up all that okay. money. Yeah.
I thought actually what I thought we were supposed to be is I'm bringing Timbits down to HQ.
If you follow through on that, we might actually let you in the door next time. usually we bar the doors, but if you've got food, come on in, buddy. Come on in.
Usually I tell you I'm coming, so you
have we'll to roll out the red carpet for you if you're bringing food.
All right. Now I know how this works.
Beer That's how he gets across the border as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So, yeah.
I hope my grandmother gets sarcasm when she watches this.
Boy isn't eating. I'm going to send him some cookies.
I was going to say, if your grandmother doesn't get sarcasm, I'm not sure where it comes from.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. So Friend League. We were talking about Friend League there.
Friend League, yeah.
Is there more planned to happen with it this year?
That is a very good question. what I can say is keep an eye on the geocaching newsletter in the next few months for an update on Friend League. The marketing people told me that there's things that are going to go beyond what you currently know about Friend League. So I don't know what that means, honestly. I truly don't. But I was piqued. It piqued my interest. So I'm going to sign up for that newsletter now and keep an eye on it. But no, seriously, Friend League actually started out as a small project, and we found the people enjoyed it, so we tried to do more with it there towards the end of the year. But it was one of those things that we wanted to see how much use it got and how people responded to it. We truly weren't sure how people were going to respond, and we were very pleased with the response that it got. People did seem to enjoy it quite a bit. And so, yeah, actively working on what it's going to look like in 2018. So keep an eye out.
Awesome.
Wow. So you've told us there's something coming up on the maps to watch out for Friend League. You are really filling us in right here at Caching in the Northwest. We appreciate it.
You caught me
that.
In a weak moment, guys. I keep it buttoned up as much as I can and say as much as I can while saying as little as possible. But I'm pouring out secrets all over the place. So,
here's
hopefully
your
Brian's
last...
not watching because I'm going to be out of a job tomorrow if I'm not careful.
Here's your last chance. Is there any other news, maybe an exciting tidbit, not a Timbit, but a tidbit or two about geocaching that you could throw out for 2018?
You're so spoiled. Gosh, I've been sharing stuff with you and you just keep pushing me. And are there any other tidbits? Or
he always wants whatever? More.
God, I give you an inch, you take a yard. Or a meter in Canada, right? Right, right, Jay? Is that
pretty much the same?
An inch, you take a meter? Okay. No, I think I've pretty well said what I can say, honestly. I truly, we were really happy with how 2017 went, have gotten a lot of really good feedback from folks out in the community and continue to get good feedback on stuff that people would like to see. And so, the product folks, the website folks, the app, the developers, they're all working really hard and looking forward to some good stuff in the next several months.
Fantastic. And there are a lot of very hardworking mm-hmm. people there at HQ, and mm-hmm. the rate at which you guys have been turning out updates. And then I think the attentiveness in the forums, when a product happens is great. So I appreciate it. Again, I know they don't hear a lot of that.
No, that's a really good point, and I'm glad you said that, because folks like Ben Hewitt and Dave Wilson and Jamie and Nadia and gosh, I could go through a lot of different people that have been very responsive and again, it's all. I personally think it's just really important to always remember that those of us at HQ that are working there, that have the privilege of working there, and it is a privilege, that we owe it to folks to be as open as we can and as responsive as we can about what's going on and the reasons for doing things, and then being open to feedback. And I think that's something that you saw with the dashboard project especially. That's something that's really evolved over time. When it first came out, people were freaking out a little bit, saying, oh my gosh, I can't, this is not what I'm used to. This is, I'm not liking it, whatever. And it was one of those moments where, and that was something that a project that I mentioned Dave Wilson and I mentioned Jamie, that some of those folks were working on that, and that they had to say, hey, look, this isn't a finished deal. This is going to evolve with your feedback. And it truly has evolved with feedback. And people like Dave have been in there and trying to continuously get an understanding for what people are looking for, what they like, what they don't like. And if changes can be made and improvements can be made, they've been doing it. So, I'm glad you said that, Jay, because I wholeheartedly agree that those folks, the developers and the product people, have been doing a really good job of being there in the forums and trying to answer questions as much as they can.
Fantastic.
I love it. Well, we really do appreciate it. And, you know, LandMonkey didn't mention it, but, you know, this whole 2 days for EarthCache weekend, that's been huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big thumbs up.
So, Chris, thank you.
Yeah, and I want to say, you know, and then like the CETO, that used to be a weekend. Now it's a full week. It's become a little bit easier to do some of that stuff. I'm on board with it too as a cacher.
Nice. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for being on the show this week. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks
we want
for
to have
me.
You back to talk about your caching. We don't want you to wear the HQ hat. You can take that off. You need to change the t-shirt next time you're on, right? No HQ t-shirt.
So if I want to make fun of Brian and Jeremy, that would be the time to do it.
Oh, exactly. Right? Exactly.
I think that's how it works with them. As long as I'm not wearing the HQ hat, mm-hmm. I can say whatever I want and it doesn't reflect on me as a lackey at all. So,
right. Well, I'm confident nobody at HQ ever listens to this podcast, so you're fine.
I'll just put on my I'll start growing my wits end goatee for next time. Ooh. And nobody will even recognize me.
That's right.
It'll be great.
We can mail you some glasses and fake mustache.
Perfect. That'll do it. Yeah. I think that'll do it. Yes.
That's what I put on every Thursday.
Yeah, right. I'll look forward to coming back on and chatting with you guys. I always like talking with you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Well, and speaking of things coming up, we've got some great shows coming up for you guys who are listening. So thank you for sticking through this episode. We are going to take you into some more content, some more special content after this. But reminder that our next episode, January 11th, that's episode 233. We're not going to tell you what it is, but we sent a little teaser out on the internet earlier today. It's something special planned. Don't miss it. It's going to be pretty cool. January 18th is episode 234, and that's going to be getting started with GSAC with our very own Kev MacD, who is in the chat live tonight. He's going to be joining us to talk about how to get started with GSAC.
Nice. Looking forward to that one. And the following week, show 235 on January 25, we're going to be talking about hiding and finding winter caches, because there's a whole lot of winter this time of year around here. And one thing that's fun to do in the winter is head out on snowshoes. So on February 1st, we're going to talk about snowshoe caching. Ever wanted to snowshoe? Ever wanted to go geocaching? Ever wanted to do them both together? Come back and join us February 1st for show 236, and we'll talk about all of that.
Awesome. That
we
totally
we should do
amazeballs.
The show in snowshoes.
I can do it.
Okay.
I am now. Oh, wait. No, never mind.
All right. Well, hey, we also want to thank our faithful Denali level supporters. That's Team Squirrel and worldcaching.com. Thank you both for your recurring Denali level support of this show. If you want to know more about supporting the show, click the Patreon link on the cashingnw.com website. And a special shout out and thank you to every single one of our Patreon supporters, and that is Subway Mark, Dora Moore, Dune Buddy, Kid Vegas 19, Geo Nav Pros, Wino Seattle, Acker Doc, OBXKey, Camp Clan, B Pendragon, Billy Robson, and Kev MacD. Wow. I can just get that in.
Getting that. It's getting longer every week. We love it. Thank you guys so much for all your support. And maybe one of those supporters wanted to get in touch with one of us throughout the week until next week comes around and they can chat with us on Thursday. We like to throw out some contact information, ideas, where people can get in touch with us. And as always, we'll extend that to our guest first. Rock Chalk, where could people find you? Where would you prefer people contact you?
As Jay talked about earlier, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. I think that's about it. Yeah, one of those two places.
Perfect.
Yeah, look for Rock Chalk on one of those. Geo Rock Chalk, I guess, is my official handle. So yeah, come on and find me.
And if you want to owe him $50 Canadian, join the Friend League.
That's right. That's right. Shoot me a friend request. We'll start battling each other like Jay and I do every week.
Payable in Timbits.
Payable, that's right.
All right. Well, speaking of Land Monkey, where could they find you?
Hey, again, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at Land Monkey GC. Every week, we're sharing some of our crazy adventures and where we're at, what we're doing. I will post more regularly than Rock Chalk does. That's one area I do beat him. So there you go. But of course, on YouTube, every once in a while, we've got an episode coming out there. So just search YouTube for Land Monkey, LANMONKEY. Wit's End, where do people find you?
Yeah, you know, it's not a competition, right?
Of course.
This is coming from the person that almost never posts anything. But if you wanted to go and scour those stale, empty feeds, you could find them at Wit's End on most social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, geocaching, Google Plus sometimes, and things like that. Chris of the Northwest, you're awful quiet. Where could we find you?
Nowhere. I don't do anything. Hey, you can find me anywhere you can find Caching NW. That's Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter. I'm on those things. You know what? Head on over to cachingnw.com/hosts and read our bios and find all those links that we just mentioned and the few secret ones that we don't ever tell anybody about. But most of all, we want to take this time to say thank you for listening to this episode of Caching in the Northwest. Don't forget that you can be part of the show. You can call in to 253-693-TFTC, leave us a comment, ask a question, send us your GeoCoin napkin sketch any time of the day or night. Of course, you can always email us at feedback@cachingnw.com. Don't forget that your support helps keep quality shows coming. If you like this show, please click the Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website. This show is produced by Chris Umfenauer and Jason Kelly. Jason Kennedy. Sorry. It threw me off there. It's hosted by Chris, Jason, and Jim Paulwitz. This show's licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license. Copyright, are you ready for this? 2018 by Chris Umfenauer. And now, stay tuned for
The After Show.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, somebody was clicking in the show notes and drew my attention away.
It was Kelly.
It was Kelly. Yes, exactly.
Rock Chalk, are you able to hang out with us for a little while in the after show?
Yeah, I can do that for a little bit.
All right.
Do I get extra? Am I paid extra for that?
Oh, yeah.
An extra Timbit.
Friend League point.
An extra Friend League point.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Well, we've got some tough questions for you. So the morally safer questions are coming from the chat tonight. So you want to address these.
All right.
The first one is from Wet Coaster. He wants to know, is waymarking going to get a facelift, get blown up, or retire?
I wouldn't expect a facelift at all. But no plans to blow it up or retire it at this point. You know, the fact is that we recognize we got to put most of our resources into geocaching.com. And so, unfortunately, that doesn't leave much for waymarking. So, you know, we've tried to maintain it, tried to make sure that it keeps running. But now I wouldn't expect a facelift unless plans change. But also, there's nothing imminent about it going away either. So that's kind of where it is right now.
There you go.
So is that the same as Brian Lang wants to know about where I go?
Yep.
Does it get a facelift
exactly
run up
for
retirement?
Okay. Exactly the same answer. It's one of those things that I think we'd love it if we had the resources to be able to put a lot into both of those things, maybe even especially where I go, because I personally would love to see that. I love where I go. But unfortunately, the resources are what they are. So we focus on geocaching.com. And yeah, so kind of the same answer for both, unfortunately.
Yep. Fair enough.
Wet Coaster asked about a refresh button in the app. I don't remember if that was when we were talking about the map or just the app in general.
A refresh button in the app.
We might need a little more specifics on
that.
Yeah, I'm going to open up the app and just see if I know what.
I would think it'd
I
be on the
I
map.
Saw that comment when we were talking about the map, but.
Okay.
Maybe Wet Coaster will chime in the chat here.
Well, while we're waiting for that, why don't we jump to Brylang's question here? Now, keep in mind, this is from one of your reviewers. So,
what's he doing? He's asking questions.
You can choose to follow up with him however you want after the show.
That's his alter ego.
Well, now I'm going to if I even regret accepting his friend request that he sent me like 10 minutes ago, if this ends up being a hard question, I'm going to revoke that friend request. Gosh darn it.
So hover your mouse over the revoke button.
Gosh, I knew I should have waited. All right, what's the question?
So Brian wants to know, will the API be open to new developers in 2018 or in the future? Will it be enhanced to allow developers to access more features?
That's a good question. I know that there is work being done right now on the API program, that there has been a concerted effort to really take a hard look at it and see what it should look like in the future. And so there's been a lot of talk about it. But I honestly don't know if there have been any firm decisions made or any firm plans in the works. I just know that it is an area of focus and yeah, that there is a awareness that more can be done there and there's more possibilities than what we're currently doing. So, but that's really all I can say right now. There's nothing firm that's been decided on at this point.
That's fair.
We won't allow him in at all, but,
fair enough.
I mean, so I can answer that, I suppose, but, yeah, that was a joke, Ryan. Take it easy. You're still my friend too, by the way. I'm not going
to
revoke him.
I
think that's fine. I think I can let that one go.
Kevin D asked a question, an API related question. I thought it was a good one because I'm kind of curious about this as well. Are there any plans to allow the API to download found caches?
That I do not know. I can look into it though.
Okay. Thank you. I think that's the best we could ask.
Haven't heard that question. Yeah.
I think that would be handy because right now, you know, the main way of getting that kind of data is to do the big pocket query.
Mm-hmm.
I found caches pocket query, but if if the API could allow it, then you could use some tools like GSAC and just grab it straight out of there. Cool.
Broncos Fans for Life asked or stated, it would be nice to share and edit lists with friends without having to run a personal query.
So. It would, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And yeah, that's one of those ideas that is, I know, being bandied about. So I'm hopeful for it too. And yeah, it's one of those things that we're well aware that would be a nice function. And it, from what I understand, it was one of the things that was in mind when with the list project was that could be a possibility somewhere down the line. Whereas it wasn't apparently technically a possibility with the way the list page was structured in the past. So So yeah, one of the great promises of a lot of the stuff that has been done over the past year to 2 years has been kind of rebuilding some of the architecture so that there is more flexibility to add new features. So that's one of the ones that there are a number of us within the office that are campaigning for that on a regular basis, believe me.
Very cool.
Nice. Hey,
in the chat, Bounce Bounce asked a great question.
Said, it's like an all-star cast in the chat, isn't it?
Yeah. Jeez.
It's like this every week.
Yeah.
He said, I wish the app would show a total of favorite points awarded to hides. And if I understand what he's getting at, now I'm looking at my profile right now. And when you look at with somebody's profile, you've got your total number of finds, total number of hides, number of trackables, and then your location. But if you were able to add maybe in their total number of favorite points that, and you know, Bounce Bounce, obviously a perfect example of somebody who would have a huge number. Maybe your database doesn't hold numbers for Bounce Bounce's favorite points, but that would be a cool feature to add.
Yeah, that, you know, that's something that I know has been talked about, not just with the app, but with the website too, that it would be nice to have that. And it's one of those things as we've had this, even more of a focus on recognizing quality caches and people that put out quality caches. How can we continue? I mean, the Virtual Rewards Project was a step in that direction, but how can we continue to find ways to reward people that do a great job with cache hiding? And I know that's one of the possibilities that was thrown out there, was to somehow surface total favorite points, and there's a number of different ways that we could hopefully do it. So it's definitely on the mind. You know, that's all I can really say to Bounce Bounce right now. But yeah, it's an ongoing discussion and focus, is how can we keep trying to find ways to you know, just always be encouraging quality caches and quality cache hiding in the ways that we can. That was a discussion I was having with somebody a few days ago, was that this game is obviously kind of a partnership, you know, between Geocaching HQ and the community. And the community is largely responsible for coming up with great content. And there's some things that we can try to do to encourage that. And then there's a lot of things that the community does on their own to encourage it amongst themselves. So, but yeah, that idea from Bounce Bounce has been talked about, and it has some legs at HQ. So, you know, we'll see. It's, yeah, we'll kind of see what happens over the next year with that kind of stuff.
Cool. Thanks, Chris.
Let's see. White Coaster did follow up. He says, sometimes I go out and the caches aren't refreshed with ones I had found. So he's asking for a refresh button.
Oh, so on your map on the app.
Yeah, I thought I was talking about the map.
I'm still trying. Okay, could you say that again? Because I'm in the chat right now. I'm just trying to find where did he say that?
The original question was back quite a ways, but when we asked for clarification, he said, sometimes I go out and the caches aren't refreshed.
Oh, there it is.
Ones I'd found. And I think he's talking about the map itself.
Huh. Oh, so after he's found one, then he's looking at the map and there's not like a smiley face where?
I think so.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to look at that or ask around about it. That's not something that I'm immediately familiar with, but yeah, I can try to check around to see if that's a known issue.
Cool.
Fair enough. Cool. So how are we doing, guys? Just about wrapped up tonight?
Yep. Well, and each month for, boy, more than a year now, Team Finn has put out a monthly event. Their next one will be on January 26th in Maple Valley from 5 to 7. No listing yet, but hold your breath. It's coming very soon. No, you really, hold your breath.
Are you coming down for that, Jay?
Probably not.
Oh, you'll go to Montana, but you won't come to Maple Valley.
Wow.
Good grief.
Okay, we know where we stand with you.
As soon as you promise me food, you're trying to find ways not to come through Seattle. I see what this is about. I see what this is.
Hey, before Christmas, I was telling you, I'm going to be in Seattle for a couple of days, and you left town. So I don't know. I'm getting mixed messages here.
I don't recall any of that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, Senator. I don't seem to recall that conversation.
There you go. Oh, dear. All right. Well, everybody who's hung out with us for the evening in the chat, we sure appreciate you giving us all these questions and feedback. It's awesome. We love the interactive aspect of that, and we love the fact that you're investing your Thursday evening to be online with us. Rock Chalk, thank you so much for spending so much time with us tonight and all the work you did to prep for the show tonight. Really appreciate it.
Well, again, thanks for having me. I always enjoy chatting with you guys, and it's always a good time.
Thanks a lot. Go ahead.
Agreeing. We love having you here.
And folks, until next week, get out and get caching in the Northwest.